Welcome back to Catholic Radio Hour. We're here where brother... this guy... Once again, we want to welcome you to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I am, indeed, your co-host, Adrian, sipping on an orange soda here with a man who eats pizza with a spoon. Because it's faster.
I'm Ramon.
Yeah, you are. Today, we start a new series that's a little bit of the old series. Because we liked the episode on mercy so much that we're going to dedicate a whole series to the Divine Mercy. This episode one, which we title, The Light of Mercy.
Light of Mercy.
Yes. I felt like taking over the whole dang intro. Yeah.
Okay. Our scripture today comes from the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?
Mmm.
Delicious.
More delicious than this orange soda.
These past few months, I've been thinking about the terrible things that people do to each other. There's a lot of historical facts, like, I don't know, just the World War II stuff,
The now stuff,
the pre-World War II stuff, because we recently heard about the rape of Nanking.
Yes.
And if you haven't, it's just something that was not even put in the history books because of how disgusting it was, and the Chinese government wanted to just forget it ever happened to them. And the darkness that lives in the world, the darkness that we create. And for some reason, there was just, well, not for some reason, but for the right reason, I had felt this saying, this prayer in my heart, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world, which is part of the Divine Mercy chaplet. And not too long ago, I posted something on Instagram. It was a short clip of my nephew James, and he was doing pull-ups. He's a five-year-old. And, of course, they're assisted pull-ups. So he did, like, a total of 10. And the video starts at number 6. And he's like, 6, 7. He's just counting, like, just kind of being funny. Funny, dorky little five-year-old. And he finishes the whole his set. And then I was like, hey, high five. He's like, great. He gives me a high five. He's like, I'm being good? He's like, yeah, I think so. And I show my coworker this video, and then he just looks at me, and he wasn't really crying, but his eyes got a little watery, and he's speechless. He just, like, nods at me. And then after a brief moment, he's like, that kid is going to grow up so strong. So not just physically, but just his character, like his heart, I guess, you know, he was trying to tell me. I don't know, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I got exactly what he was trying to say. Because this grown man nearly was brought to tears because of that video. And he's a father himself of two little girls. And we started talking about family and just the importance of being merciful. Because strength is not just physical, but I think that one of the most important aspects of strength is our emotional and spiritual strength. Because we've set this on the podcast before. You know, we're supposed to be a reflection of God's love and of God's mercy.
He's true.
I agree.
I agree.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not bad, rookie. Nah, it kind of reminds me of stuff that would happen whenever I show people pictures of my kids, or whenever I tell a story of something that happened with the kids, you know, or just looking at pictures and videos, you know, you're like, dude, kids are powerful, you know, like they have an effect on us that I can't even describe, you know. It's just like God's mercy. You think about that, and how oftentimes we can take one of these horrendous things that happened in human history, or even in our own lives, because like you said before, you know, no man is above stupid and no man is above evil. And just looking at something that Mark Hart said, you know, how sometimes doing something selfish, you know, because as men sometimes we'll look at our wives with lust, and it leads to having sex with our wives, you know, but sometimes that selfish act, and it can be selfish, and you can lust even if you're married, you're not exempt from it, that act can lead to something purifying and as beautiful as having a child, you know, and something that's going to bring you so out of your comfort zone and so much outside of my own selfishness, you know, that it's just God's mercy all over the place, you know. It's so crazy how God is so above us. And you were kind of showing a little bit of this earlier when you were talking about something pretty deep, you know, very philosophical and theological, that God's expression is so far above us, you know. And you used a very simple example that I loved, you know, when you were explaining the laughter of a child, how it would be appropriate for the child, but if a grown man were to laugh like that, it'd be kind of silly. You know, people would look at him like, hey, what's wrong with you, man?
Yeah.
You know, and so it's only appropriate that a man laughs like a man. And it's only appropriate that God's joy would be manifest different than man. So he's so above us, so far beyond us, that we can't quite understand. But we don't need to understand in order to show the light of God's love, the light of God's mercy, which is the title of this podcast right here. Because in everything that we do, we can shed God's mercy upon this world. You know, when someone cuts us off and we don't flip them off, you know, we don't tell them, hey, you're number one in my book, you know, with more colorful language, of course. Instead of doing that, we pray for them. You know, as hard and as far from your mind as it may seem, you know, as I say something like this right now, I'm like, yeah, right, like you do that. Oh, well, sometimes I've had my moments, you know, where I'm like, oh, you must be in a hurry. And sometimes I'll say it sarcastically, but then, you know, I'm if I try enough, especially when I'm praying enough, or especially like after I go to confession and whatnot, like I have those moments. Sometimes I shine. It's good. It's not every time. I'm not going to fake it here and tell you, oh yes, brothers, every single day we're given these opportunities to show God's mercy. No. I mean, we're trying to be as real as possible because we're not saints. We're striving to be, though. But you don't have to sound like one to be one. You know, to be the light that God is showing everyone. Not through those cheesy examples, but through actually, like, not cursing someone out. Maybe that's the way we show it. But you get what I'm trying to get.
Dude, it was earlier today, too. We were talking about just when I opened up about, you know, just the darkness that was not necessarily brewing, but the stuff that I was thinking about, and just how for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And how I added, like, certain songs to my workout playlist that talk about some of the terrible things, and of course not encouraging those things, but rather like, hey, this is what happened, like this is evil and this happened type of thing, and just how that fuels my workout, as in like, wow, like this world needs mercy, this world needs strong men. And I'm gonna quote I believe he's Roman, if I'm not mistaken. It's a Roman philosopher, Marcus Aurelius. Give me 1 second. I don't think the elevator music is going to be necessary for this one because I got it right here. No, I got it right here. And it says, don't be overheard complaining, not even to yourself. That one cut me like really, really like, Don't be overheard complaining, not even to yourself. Mm. Yeah, so instead of complaining and saying what's going to be of this world, like what's this world coming to, and this world is not coming to anything that God is not getting us ready for. I don't want to say I'm sick and tired, but it's just, and it's not even discouraging. It's just, dude, like, you're complaining about stuff not getting done a certain way, and you're not making it any better. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. So that's not doing anything. If anything, you're just doing something that we're very against over here. It's virtue signaling. Oh, it shouldn't be this way. It was like, well, do your part.
Mm-hmm.
Do your part. And the reason why I started, you know, all that to say this, part of it at least, just how, for the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world, fuels my workout. Because I want to be physically dependable. And I've already explained this before, but I'll do another brief explanation. How, like, my workouts make me want to strive harder, and how God walks with me when I want to give up, when I feel like my lungs are on fire. And how that's God's way of reminding me to breathe, because there's so much more left in my tank. Every obstacle it really is an opportunity to get better, no matter how uncomfortable it is, no matter if we don't respond perfectly, but if we do the right thing. There's been several times where, as many of you know, I work in some pharmacy, and I do everything there. Not everything at the same time, but I know how to do everything there. And when I'm not doing things in the pharmacy, I'm doing things for the store. And so I get two different types of people. Either they're complaining, they're angry about some medication not being ready, or they're angry about some item not being right. And I've been complimented so much because, oh, you're so patient and you're this, and I don't know how you do it. And
your face right now, man.
It's because, you know, it I do it because it has to get done, because the world is starving for it. We all want to believe we're so mature and so good, but when the time comes to do real things, we just cower up and we get angry. Like, that's because that's an easy answer. And
it's a defense mechanism.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, like, that's our calling, to be merciful. Being merciful doesn't mean just sparing somebody of, you know, like somebody that tried to kill you to, you know, and you have a gun and you don't shoot him. Like, no, that's, I guess there's elements of that there. But real mercy comes in everyday opportunities where you patiently. And not saying that you don't feel anger, or not anger, because I rarely feel anger. I think most of us rarely feel anger. But irritation, when we get irritated with somebody's childish attitude. Well, how come this? Like, I had, and this is, I guess, justified. And I know I'm saying, I'm kind of rambling now, but there's a point to this. There's a point to this.
You're catching yourself now?
Yeah, there's a point to this. There's a somebody that went in there and they were expecting a medication. It's like, well, you said it was going to be ready. Like, you know, 2 days ago, you told me it was going to be ready by 12 o'clock today, and it's already 5. And a lot of the times, it's not really up to us. You know, sometimes the manufacturer didn't produce enough and we didn't get it delivered. And I'm very truthful with them. So they get pissed off and it's like, well, my child has whatever disease and it's life-threatening and this and that. And like, oh, okay, there it is. That's why you're acting this way. Of course, I don't say it out loud, but it's mercy. My reply usually always is, I can't even imagine what it is that you're going through. But we're going to do everything that we can to make this happen. And we can look up in our system to see where you can find this medication so that your child doesn't die. Sometimes we don't know not necessarily what battles they're going through, but, you know, kind of. But mercy. We are called for mercy.
More often than not, like, the thing is, like, we're going to be right. You know, people are exaggerating. People are being dramatic about their situation. The world doesn't owe them anything. and they need to sit down and wait, just like everyone else. But there are those situations, and we never know when they're gonna come up. When the person is actually in need of something, when the person is actually owed something, when the person is justified in feeling certain anger. You know, and they're just trying to do their best so that they can provide something for someone who desperately needs it. And it's in those situations, you know, just like I said, we can't know. So we're just going to treat everyone as if they were this type of person. And that's going above and beyond. But you're not listening because you want to do just the bare minimum. You're not listening because you want to settle for mediocre. You're listening because there's something in you that wants to go above and beyond. There's something in you that doesn't want to settle for mediocrity. There's something in you that doesn't want to settle for the same crap that we're getting all over the place. The same crap that got us to where we are in this point in history.
Mercy goes beyond not just being angry. Mercy is all about kindness and compassion, but not in the worldly terms. I read something earlier that I had to save, and it's also by Marcus Aurelius. Keep this thought handy when you feel a fit of rage coming on. It isn't manly to be enraged. Rather, gentleness and civility are more human, and therefore manlier. A real man doesn't give way to anger and discontent, and such a person has strength, courage, and endurance, unlike the angry and complaining. The nearer a man comes to a calm mind, the closer he is to strength. End quote. And the closer we are to strength, true Christian strength, the closer we are to God. The closer we are to God, the more massive the impact we are making on this world.
So pray for us.
And we'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferrum.
Aguitur.
Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true Emperor Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.